You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Tony Mancini, and first of all, I'm the deputy mayor, and I'm first-generation Canadian. My mom and dad came to Pier 21. My dad actually came in 1949 to Pier 21, and my mom followed a year later in 1950 from Ascoli-Piceno, Italy, and they moved to Cape Breton. So I grew up in Cape Breton. My mom and dad were entrepreneurs and owned small businesses. I came to HRM in 1980, a number of jobs and school, but for the past 30 years, I've owned my own business, my own consulting business called Priority Management. We taught people how to be more effective with their time and how to manage their workload. And I've been now in City Council for a little over 2.5 years. I was elected in a by-election, and I was able to have that seat for 8 months, and then we went into the full election, so it's been 2 years since the full election. And now have the role as not only as a councillor, but as a deputy mayor. The place to be, it is. So we're at City Hall right now where we're having this interview, and if you drive in one direction about an hour and 40 minutes, you're going to be at 100 Islands. On the Eastern Shore, which is beautiful. You go in the other direction from City Hall, drive 40 minutes, you're going to be at Blue Mountain Birch Cove Wilderness Park. You come downtown, and our two downtowns in Dartmouth and Halifax are beautiful downtown. We have our new convention center, our award-winning Argyle Street. We have the waterfront. We have the ocean. HRM contains the wonderful universities, world-class universities, and our college. Spring Garden Road has our beautiful, beautiful library that we're so proud of. We have the Discovery Center. You cross the harbor, take the best ride in town, as I like to call them, our corporate yacht, our ferry, and go across the Dartmouth and downtown Dartmouth. Just the waterfront is amazing there also. So it's a really special place, and then we're the size of Prince Edward Island. We have more green space than probably any other municipality in the country. But you know what I'm most proud of is our diversity. Our diversity is truly amazing, and it's really come a long way. And we can do better. We have to be even more welcoming to our newcomers. When I look around, you know, we're sitting here on traditional unceded Mi'kmaq land, right? For over 13,000 years, they've been taking care of this land. We have our Francophone community. We have our African Nova Scotia community. Of course, with my Italian heritage, the Italian community. And the list goes on and on of all the different cultures that we have. Just recently, I raised a flag at the Parade Square for the Republic of Turkey. I didn't even realize we had over 300 residents from Turkish descent. I mean, that is so cool, and that's what I'm probably most proud of when we look at HRM. And then, you know, you look at the welcoming of a variety of sexual orientation, and the list just goes on and on. So our diversity and our inclusion is something that I'm extremely proud of, and which I think makes HRM a pretty cool place to be. Best Italian food is my mother's. My mom, Evelina, is 95 years old, and she lives on her own, and she's an incredible cook. So as I mentioned earlier, I grew up in Cape Breton. My mom and dad owned a motel and a restaurant, so we grew up with very traditional Italian food. So I'm a little bit of a snob when it comes to Italian food. And so we do have some really good restaurants in town here in Halifax. Don Maurizio is a really good Italian traditional food on Dartmouth side. There's an Italian restaurant near the King's Wharf. So we do have it, but I have to admit that I am a bit of a snob when it comes to Italian food. I have high expectations. Our airport is now world renowned. It's won many, many awards. And I think one of the things we've done to get over some of the hurdles and obstacles is that we're now starting to keep our young people. That is critical, right? That's one of the biggest obstacles. We were losing those young people. The other piece was we have a lot of international students that come to our universities and to our high schools, but especially these international students that come to our universities, they'd be here for 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, paying double the tuition of the kids that grew up here, because that's the way it works with international students. But once they finish the program, they had to leave. Now we've gotten much better at that. The Halifax Partnership, which is the economic arm of HRM, has worked very closely with the province of Nova Scotia. And it's so much easier for a lot of these international students to stay. And you know what? They want to stay. So that's probably one of the biggest hurdles, and that a combination of that and having jobs and this growth that's going on, it's keeping our young people, because we had been getting very much older, right, our population, and that's been really key. We've seen that in the last couple of years, and that trend is continuing. And again, I think we've done a lot of good work with our African Nova Scotians, especially our young African Nova Scotians. You know, I believe one of the things that we need to do is we have on council here Lindell Smith, you know, a young, bright African Nova Scotia. And I really think part of the solution is, I think part of the solution where we're supporting the African Nova Scotia community is having our young people see mentors like a Lindell Smith in a role of authority and leadership. And we're seeing more and more of that. Within the municipality, we have a diversity and inclusion department. And that department has staff that are focused on African Nova Scotians, our Indigenous people, our Mi'kmaq people, and our Francophone people. So that when we're hiring within our organization, when we're passing motions and bylaws, that we're always considering the diversity too. So we're getting better at that. There's not without its challenges, right? As good as all the things are, there are still some issues. There are still some people that don't embrace a different culture from them. And that's, I think, another piece we have to work very, very hard. The diversity of culture that we have here. So the Indigenous Games are coming here, and we're very excited about it. It's going to be the largest Indigenous Games ever, and we're going to have it here in HRM. So we're going to have people from Indigenous backgrounds, a variety of different backgrounds all over the municipality, which is great. And so whether it's our Halifax Rec programs or, you know, the library is so welcoming for our newcomers and to promote diversity and culture. So it's not just about sport, but it's about all things that we do and making sure we're making those opportunities and we wave that positive flag. Look at us. And I don't think we do enough of that. We don't pat ourselves on the back. We don't wave the flag. We don't say, look at our diversity. Look at what we've done good. And we should. Next year, the things that I'm looking forward to, and we have to get more comfortable with having uncomfortable conversations. And that is tough. I'll give you an example. The Cornwallis statue issue. That brought out lots of discussion, a lot of it good discussion, but it also brought out people that are pretty, narrow-minded in their approach. Just because you don't agree with something, that's okay. I don't mind people not agreeing. But it brought out a part of the population that didn't know it existed. So the fact that we're going to be addressing that topic, I'm looking forward to doing that in a constructive way. I would like to engage the youth to be able to get involved in that particular topic. You know, there's going to be continued on with new construction and new growth. The waterfront is taking on a different look. I think for the Nova Scotia, our port, there's some big things happening in our port. Our port is critical not only to HRM, to Nova Scotia. So there's a lot of things on the plate. It's going to be an interesting year, 2019. And so we need to hold on. We need to get engaged. People need to get involved in their community. And they need to share more about each other. The more we learn about each other, the less division we have, and I think we can do more of that in 2019. Christmas, you know, I for everyone, and regardless of your faith and your background and your heritage, for Christmas, I just want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, Joyeux Noël, and Buona Natale.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.